Rumor is, some of you already know him. I just met him. Please give a warm House of Mercy welcome to Peter.
What a joy and privilege to be back at the Mercy. I was thinking earlier, as I was thinking about what songs to play, what a significant gift it was to have stumbled in here back in the summer of 1996 and meet people who believe that making things was a spiritual act and to celebrate art and creation and the creating of things. I learned how to write songs being in the House of Mercy Band. So I'm going to play a couple of those songs that I wrote during that time.
Nestled down in sunny Georgia on the red and dusty clay, the preacher holds the people up. She points out the holy way. Still she walks on home alone. She's forgotten how to pray. Nestled down in sunny Georgia on the red and dusty clay. And you can talk about the blessing. And you can talk about the call. But I wouldn't, no, I wouldn't trust no preacher who don't know how to fall. I was leaning against the bar today when I saw a man come stumbling in. He asked for whiskey and a glass, and then he bowed his head to pray. It's hard to marry without crying. It's hard to bury without smiling. I heard the preacher say, and then the county carried him away. And you can talk about the blessing. You can talk about the call. But I wouldn't, no, I wouldn't trust no preacher who don't know how to fall. Georgia on the red and dusty clay. Preacher holds the people up. She points out the holy way. Still she walks on home alone. She's forgotten how to pray. Nestled down in sunny Georgia on the red and dusty clay.
Thank you. So I didn't warn him that I was going to do this, but the fabulous piano player that you have here with you at House of Mercy, little historical tidbit for you. Down in sunny Georgia, that song's refrain, I wrote that song based on some experiences I had when I lived in Georgia, when your piano player was 1 year old, and when I used to sleep on his parents' couch, and he would peer over the edge of the couch at me in the morning. This next song I started to write driving from Georgia back here to Minnesota, and I was thinking a lot about how cold it is here. And I had occasion driving around this weekend to experience that again and to be reminded of the people I had in mind when I wrote it. This is called Old Brown Shoes. Well, these old brown shoes won't last the winter. We're both in sore need of repair. 'Cause life has worn a hole right through me, and I can feel the nighttime air, and the night is cold, and so am I. Sweet Jesus, take me with you if I die. Well, it was back in late December, 81, maybe 82, when I let this fellow hitch a ride. He was driving straight on through, and I asked him for a dollar or some help he could arrange, but he wouldn't help me, no sir, and he couldn't make me change. And the night is cold, and so am I. Sweet Jesus, take me with you if I die. I've been bitten by the weather, I've been beaten by the law. Any mortal man, well, he would have cried if he saw the things I saw. 'Cause I seen Jesus running tree to tree in the forest of my mind. Oh, Jesus, if you really care, don't leave me behind. And these old brown shoes won't last the winter. When the snow drifts piled deep, and I see you drifting towards me, when I close my eyes to sleep, sweet Jesus, take me with you if I die. Sweet Jesus, take me with you if I die. Thanks, everybody.